Today's scripture reading is from the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 1 through 11. We'll read this responsibly, first in English and then in Cantonese.
先用英文，然后广东话， 以启应的方式来读。
Matthew 7, 1. Do not judge others, and you will not be judged. And why worry about a speck in your friend's eye when you have a log in your own? Hypocrite, first get rid of the log in your own eye, then you will see well enough to deal with the speck in your friend's eye. Keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be opened to you. You parents, if your children ask for a loaf of bread, do you give them a stone instead? Let's read verse 11 together. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him?
马太福音第七章第一节，你们不要论断人，免得你们被论断。 为什么看见你弟兄眼中有刺，却不想自己眼中有梁木呢？ Let your gamble away sing the yam, sin hoi deal, jigging and chung the lamo, yin hao choi lam, honda ching cho, hoi deal, lay tai hing, and chung the chi. Lemon kay cow, the cup lemon, chum chow, the chum kin, cow moon, the cup lemon, hoi moon.
May God bless the readers and hearers of His word. Pastor Wilson Cheng will bring us today's message, Helpful Relationships, Part
2.
Children may now be quietly dismissed for children's worship.
If you were with us last time, we've already seen in verses 1 to 6 the kind of relationships Jesus wants us to have in a Christian community, in fact, in all communities.
咁上個禮拜你同我哋一齊嘅時候咧，我哋講到咧第一節到第六章，咁就講到咧就係耶穌基督，我哋想我哋喺一個基督徒嘅群體裏邊，我哋有嘅關係。
You might recall that Jesus doesn't mean in the text that we shouldn't criticize anyone.
咁如果你記得嘅話咧，我上個禮拜講過喺上次睇嘅經文裏邊，耶穌唔係講過我哋唔可以去批評人哋。
He calls us to help one another by gently speaking God's truth in love.
佢喺度話我哋要點樣彼此嘅幫助，用愛心説誠實話。
But he also said that we need to be humbled first in order to be able to help someone.
咁喺嗰度佢亦都講到就話，如果我哋要去幫人之先，我哋首先要謙卑自己。
And that means, according to Jesus, we need to see our own sins as huge entanglements in our lives prior to pointing out the destructive nature of sin in others.
咁樣根據耶穌教導嘅時候，佢話俾我哋聽就話，當我哋要去指出別人喺佢哋嘅生命裏邊有一啲乜嘢好有破壞性嘅罪之先，我哋首先咧要睇見我哋自己嘅生命裏邊係點樣被罪嚟到去纏繞。
We also learned last time that we shouldn't judge in a sense of condemning or punishing each other.
咁我哋上次都講過，就係話當我哋要去批評或者係要去話到別人嘅時候，我哋唔好存著一個就話要定人哋罪或者係要去懲罰人嘅心態。
We don't do that. We point out wrongs to what? Further the relationship.Improve the relationship.
如果你要指出別人嘅錯誤嘅時候，係要話係叫我哋嘅關係係更加嘅深。
For we want our relationships to be full of honesty, care, and wisdom.
因為我哋想嘅係我哋嘅關係當中，我哋係要有呢個誠實、有呢個關心同埋有呢個智慧喺當中。
Want to help each other grow to be like Christ.
以致我哋能夠可以彼此嘅幫助，我哋能夠可以更加成長似基督。
And we do that with a balance of courage, humility, and respect.
当我们这样做的时候，我们要平衡到在当中，我们要有个勇气，有一个谦虚，同埋也都要彼此的尊重。
Now that's the best I could do to summarize the 30, 40, 45 minutes we did last time.
咁我头先所讲嘅咧，就差唔多要总括咗咧我上一堂嘅讲道所讲嘅嘢。
And we left off at verse 6. And Caleb, if you don't mind, if you could shine up verse 6 again.We left off right here, and it says, Don't waste what is holy on people who are unholy. Don't throw your pearls to pigs. They will trample the pearls and then turn and attack you.
咁我哋上次咧就最後完結嘅時候咧，我哋就講到第六節。第六節嗰度話：不要把聖物給狗，也不要把你們的珍珠丟在豬前，恐怕他們踐踏了珍珠，轉過來咬你們。
Now, what does that brief parable mean, and how does it connect with what?Happened before in verses 1 to 6, 1 to 5, and what happens after in verses 7 to 11.
咁究竟呢一節嘅經文係咩意思咧？咁佢同連點樣連接咗我哋之前所睇嘅第一至第五節，同埋嚟緊嘅第七至第十一節咧
？Well, the meaning is twofold.
咁喺呢個嘅比喻裏邊所講到嘅意思咧，係有兩個層面。
And the first meaning.Points ultimately to the main meaning or the second meaning.
咁第一個嘅意思，佢所指向所帶到出嚟嘅咧，其實咧就係指向最終極第二嘅嗰個嘅意思。
So here's how that first or that penultimate meaning goes. This is how it goes.
咁第一個嘅意思所帶出嚟，亦都係一個次啲嘅意思咧，就係咁講。
And by the way, it's related to all what we said last time.
咁同我哋上個禮拜所講嘅係有關聯嘅。
It goes along with everything that Jesus here is trying to tell us about our relationships.
咁喺呢度講到咧，就係講到上一次我哋睇到嘅，就係耶穌佢所講到關係上邊。
There are people that you can press the truth on.
佢話有啲人咧，你可以將呢個真理咧嚟到去話到俾佢哋聽。
By that I mean you can talk with them easily about the gospel.
你可以好容易嘅同佢哋講呢個嘅福音。
You could say, here's what it is.
咁可以話俾聽嗱，福音就係咁噶啦。
But then what happens? It doesn't compute.
但係咧喺佢哋裏邊咧，佢哋唔能夠計算到，唔能夠諗到嘅。
It doesn't register in them.
入唔到佢哋個腦嘅。
And therefore, when that happens, you must honor the pace of God in their lives.
如果係有咁嘅情形出現嘅時候咧，你咧就要去你要去留意同埋去就係去尊重嘅就係咧，神究竟喺佢哋嘅生命裏邊嗰個嘅步伐，要佢哋嘅步伐係有幾快
？You must give people the truth at the rate that they can bear it.
咁即係話咧，當我哋要將呢個真理嚟到去講出嚟嘅時候咧，我哋要留意到就係話呢啲人佢可以接受嘅嗰個速度有幾快，個程度有幾深。
See, throughout the pages of the Bible, the gospel doesn't make sense. It says there unless God is helping you on the inside of you.
咁你就話咧，福音對一啲嘅人嚟講咧。 係好多時咧都唔能夠明白嘅，除非咧人啊神喺佢哋嘅生命裏邊嚟到去幫佢哋。
You say to people, "This is the truth of God. Don't you see the truth?"
你同呢個人講話，嗱呢個就係神嗰個真理，你睇唔睇到呢個真理咧？
And maybe you push and you press them a bit.
你甚至咧可能咧更加咧去催逼佢哋。
According to the text, they may turn on you and get angry at you.
咁但係呢個經文好似講就係呢啲人可能咧擰翻轉頭咧，反而咧就會去嬲你。
And when that happens, don't try to convince yourself that oh, you've just been so courageous.
咁當呢啲咁嘅事情發生嘅時候咧，你就唔好咧嘗試咧嚟到去說服你自己話咧啊，我幾咁嘅有勇氣咧。
Don't talk to yourself and say, well, I was just being fearless for the truth.
唔好同你自己講就話啊，為到真理咧，所以我一無懼怕。
You know what Jesus says here?
耶稣在这里这么说，他说什么？
No, it's your fault. It's your fault that they're acting angrily at you.
在这里他说到，为什么他们对你的反应是这么生气呢？其实是你的错误。
Because they couldn't bear it.
因为他们不可以承受到。
You pushed it on them.
你逼得他，你太逼他们了。
Isn't that interesting? Don't you think Christians need to hear that?
你觉得这样的说法很有趣呢？基督徒是不是应该要听见，要听见呢？
And don't get me wrong, Jesus is not a relativist.
嗱，你唔好误会咗我意思。耶稣唔系一个嘅相对论嘅主义。
The pearl of great price is the gospel. That is absolute truth.
喺呢度讲到呢个无价嘅呢一个嘅珍珠，就系喺呢度讲到嘅就系嗰个福音。福音系绝对嘅真理。
That good news needs to be proclaimed. Needs to be announced.
呢个福音系需要被宣讲出嚟。
Yet, Jesus says clearly, those of you who believe it are responsible for not just throwing it at people.
在这里讲到，他就说到，当我们是相信这个福音，相信耶稣基督的人，我们有一个责任，就是不是将这个福音就这样去扔给人家。
Right, you don't just throw the pearls in front of the pigs and expect them to choke to death.
你不可以就是说到，你好像将这些珍珠扔给个猪肉，就等等啲珍珠咧，啃死啲豬。
So when they get angry at you, don't you say I was just valiant for the truth?
當嗰啲人咧對你好嬲嘅時候，你唔可以就話到我為到真理咧嚟到捍衞呢個嘅福音。
You can't say it's the listener's fault for not embracing it.
你唔可以話咧呢啲係啲聽眾嘅嗰個嘅錯誤，因為佢哋唔領受呢個真理。
You have to honor the pace of God.In their lives,
你要去尊重到嘅就系话到神究竟喺佢哋呢个生命里边系点样嘅嚟到去工作，嗰个进程系点
咧？Let me explain what that means.
我喺度可以解释下。
If you're a Christian, you ought to proclaim Christ. You ought to present the gospel.
我哋基督徒，我哋需要系我哋系应该系传福音。
But it's only when God changes their hearts that they will respond.
但係唯有係神喺佢哋嘅心裏邊去改變佢哋嘅心嘅時候，佢哋先有呢個反應。
And prior to God's miraculous regeneration of that person, they won't grasp the gospel. They won't see it as the pearl of great price.
但係當神喺神喺佢哋嘅生命裏邊嚟到去有呢一個重整呢個嘅重整佢哋嘅生命嘅時候，佢哋先至會有捉到呢一個嘅福音。如果唔係，佢哋都唔會找住呢個福音係一個無價嘅珍珠。
Right, the gospel, just like that pearl.
福音就呢個珍珠。
If you know it's valuable, it's beautiful, it's good.
唯有你當你知道嘅時候，你先知道原來佢哋係咁有價值同埋係咁好。
But if you like that animal, the pig or the dog.And you see the pearl, so what?
咁但系如果你好似嗰个动物，好似只狗，好似只猪嗰阵时嘅时候，你见到呢个珍珠，你即系睇咩嚟噶
？You have to realize God is taking each one of us on a journey.
你要去知道，其实神，我哋每一个人喺神嗰度，神都带领我哋走一个唔同嘅旅程。
You know that.
你知道。
And God works in people's lives in many different ways.
神喺人嘅生命里边都有唔同嘅方式。来到去工作。
And Christian, it's your job to be sensitive to that.
咁我哋基督徒，我哋需要对神嘅工作有呢个敏锐性。
Now this doesn't mean that you just present the gospel in one particular way all the time.
亦都唔系话到咧，即系我哋基督徒，我哋要将咧福音咧就系成当我传福音嘅时候咧，都系话啊，我哋要系咁样嘅形式嚟到去传福音。
You have to present it clearly, simply, and In multifaceted ways.
我哋传福音嘅时候咧，我哋要好清晰，我哋要好简单，同埋我哋可能用唔同嘅方向嚟到将呢个福音去表达出嚟。
Now the gospel truths themselves stay the same.
福音的真理是一样的。
Many of you have learned a very, very good outline, grace, man, God, Christ, faith, and you expand on that and you know what to do.
咁我哋咧，好多人我哋都学识咗，我哋知道福音，我哋可以由睇真理，睇个恩典啦，睇人，睇神，睇基督同埋嗰个信心。
But you can present it creatively, coming at it from different angles.
雖然我哋都係我哋係基於呢一個嘅福音嘅真理，但係我哋將表達出嚟嘅時候，我哋可以有更加有創意喺唔同嘅角度嗰度，唔同嘅角度嗰度表達出嚟。
For example, you can use the framework creation, fall, redemption, consummation.
譬如你可以用創造啦，或者用人嘅墮落、救贖、挽回咁樣嚟到去表達出嚟。
Now, let me explain by pointing to you what the Apostle Paul did in the Bible.When he sought to seek to reach two very different people groups, the Greeks and the Jews.
譬如我哋可以喺圣经面睇到保罗，佢系点样嘅嚟到去去传福表达呢一个嘅福音。当佢咧嚟到去面对希列人同埋面对呢一个犹太人嘅时候。
And Caleb, if you don't mind, hit slide 3. This is going to be on multiple slides because it's both in Chinese and in English. 1 Corinthians 1:21-24, very important passage where Paul will show you, he'll show you himself the two ways.
譬如我哋可以喺哥林多前书嘅第一章嗰度，我哋睇见保罗佢点样嘅嚟到去同呢两班嘅人嚟到去传福音。
It says there, for since in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not know him, God was pleased through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who believe.Jews demand signs, and Greeks look for wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews, and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God.
咁喺哥林多前书1:21-24嗰度去讲，世人凭自己嘅智慧竟不认识神，神就乐意用人所当作愚拙的道理拯救那些信的人，这就是神的智慧了。犹太人是要神迹，希列人是求智慧，我们却是全钉十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙，但在那蒙召的，无论是犹太人、希列人，基督总是神的能力、神的智慧。
Do you see what Paul's doing in 1 Corinthians 1 and what we ought to do also as we proclaim Christ? He's addressing the idolatries of his day and age.
嗱，你睇下喺呢一度哥林多前书第一章嗰度，保罗佢系点样嘅嚟到去传福音？喺呢度佢特别睇到喺当时嗰个时间嗰啲人嘅偶像崇拜。
And if you know a little bit about history, you know back then these two people groups quite different.
咁如果你熟悉历史嘅时候，你就知道喺当时呢两种人咧，佢哋都系好唔同嘅。
Their quote unquote cultural narratives, the Greeks and the Jews were.Entirely different.
咁喺呢度咧，呢個希臘人同埋呢個猶太人咧，佢哋當時嗰個嘅文化，敘述到佢哋嘅文化咧，都係好唔同嘅。
Just like today, if you're from a traditional culture, your worldview, your world story, your cultural narrative is different than a postmodern person.
就好似今日咁樣，如果你係嚟自一個傳統文化，同嚟自一個後現代嘅文化。嘅時候，你嘅世界觀啦，你嘅文化所敘述出嚟嘅嘢咧，都好唔同。
Okay, what do I mean by cultural narrative, a worldview, a world story? What shapes your identity? What assumptions from those societies you belong to? What they tell you every, you know, when they bombard you with the ideas?
咁當我講到咧呢一個嘅羣體或者一個社會裏邊去唔同嘅世界觀或者係文化去敘述嘅時候，就係話到咧呢一啲嘅嘢咧，都係去塑造咗呢一個羣體裏邊佢哋嗰個嘅特性同埋佢哋嗰一個嘅假設。
So in general, the Greeks in Paul's day.Valued philosophy, the arts, intellectual attainments.
譬如好像在保罗时代的时候，这些希腊人他们所觉得最他们所珍贵的是什么呢？就 是他们会常讲很多的哲理，他们的艺术，或者是一些呢是在知识上面的成就。
On the other hand, the Jews are quite different. They valued power, practical skill, over lengthy thought.
但是这些犹太人呢，他们当时呢，他们觉得他们很珍贵的就是权力，还有呢是在一个他们很冗长的一些思考里面所得来的一些 技巧。
But Paul, follower of Christ, Apostle Paul, challenges both worldview stories, both cultural narratives, right?With what? The cross of Christ.
咁而保罗咧，佢跟随耶稣基督嘅时候咧，佢咧去挑战呢一两个嘅文化咧，都系用耶稣基督嘅十架。
See, on the one hand, to the Greeks, a salvation that came not through elevated a thought or philosophy, but through some crucified Savior, was the opposite of wisdom.
咁對於希臘人嚟講咧，當時嚟講呢一個嘅救恩咧，就唔係咧嚟自於咧佢哋所崇拜嘅嗰啲嘅哲學啊，而係咧反之咧係嚟自一個咧被釘嘅被釘死嘅救主，所以對佢哋嚟講咧，好似咧唔係佢哋所崇拜嘅智慧。
Right? Do you remember the word that the Apostle Paul himself used? 1 Corinthians 1 that we just read.Foolishness. They thought it was foolishness.
在这里保罗他用的什么字？他就说呢，他说在这，对这班人来讲呢，对他们来讲呢，好像就是愚拙的。
And then, on the other hand, when Paul addressed the Jews, a salvation that came not through power, right? A political general, a leader to slay the Romans who were occupying the land. But through who? Jesus, this weak Jewish guy, crucified on a cross?That's the opposite of strength, or what the text says, weakness.
咁對於啲猶太人嚟講咧，保羅當時同佢哋講嘅時候咧，當佢哋講咧救恩咧唔係嚟自咧猶太人去所尋求嘅嗰個權力，或者係咧一個咧可以救佢哋咧脱離當時羅馬政府一啲嘅統治嘅嗰個權力，反之係一個被釘死嘅一個救主，所以對佢哋嚟講咧。在他们的眼中呢，这个是好像一个很软弱的。
So Paul uses the gospel to confront each of those cultures with their idolatry, with their idolatrous nature of their trust and their values.
所以在这里呢，我们看见呢，保罗他怎样用福音呢，来到去面对当时这些崇拜偶像崇拜的文化，他们所信的，他们的价值是什么东西。
And yet,After challenging each culture, he also discerns and affirms their core aspirations.
咁當佢挑戰咗佢哋嘅文化之外咧，佢亦都喺當中咧嚟到肯定佢哋所追求嘅嗰啲佢哋嘅願望係一啲咩嘢。
And I put that up there so you could see it clearly.
咁喺度喺喺個 PowerPoint 嗰度寫出嚟。
Paul says to the Greeks, "You want wisdom?Look at the cross. Didn't it make it possible for God to be both just, again, upholding the law, right? And at the same time, justifier for those who believe. Justifier, he appeases the law himself. How? He substitutes himself on the cross to pay the penalty for sinners like us.
咁所以咧，保罗佢对啲希腊人，佢就咁讲啦。佢话你想要有寻求智慧啊嘛，好啊，你睇下个十字架，你睇下神可唔可以系佢一来系要求要有呢个嘅公义，而另外一方面佢自己亦都点样嘅去公平嘅去对待嗰啲信佢嘅人，就系佢自己嘅嚟到去取代咗呢一个公平所要嘅要求。
Do you see how?Paul affirms their core aspiration. We want wisdom. We want wisdom. Then look at the cross.
所以佢喺度嚟到去对希腊人嘅文化就话到喺你哋嘅文化，你追求要有智慧咩？咁你睇下呢个十字架嘅智慧啦。
Right? Isn't that ultimate wisdom? Just and justified at the same time.
你睇下呢个唔系终极嘅智慧咩？你系成为嗰个嘅要求嗰个公义，亦都系去以公义嚟到去对待相信嘅人。
And then to the other group, the Jews, what does Paul do? You want power?
咁而对于呢啲嘅犹太人，你哋需要神迹，你哋需要能力咩？
Again, same thing. Look at the cross.
咁保罗叫呢啲犹太人，你睇下嗰十字架啦。
Think about it. Doesn't it make it possible for God to defeat our most powerful enemies? What are they? Sin, guilt, death. Without destroying us?
你要睇下神佢有能力嘅嚟到可以去制服咗呢最有权力嘅最有权力嘅呢啲嘅敌人就系罪啦，同埋死亡。神佢冇去毁灭你哋。
Isn't that ultimate strength? Says Paul to the Jew.
咁保罗佢就对呢啲犹太人讲：呢个唔系其实系终极嘅嗰个嘅权力嗰个能力咩
？So Paul clarifies the people he engages, right? With each worldview, each cultural narrative, each storyline, right, that you have as a person in your culture, right? Then he confronts each of those idolatries.
咁喺呢度，保罗咧，佢好清晰嘅嚟指出呢一啲嘅人，佢哋佢哋嘅每一个嘅文化，佢哋里边系点样样，同埋佢哋嘅偶像崇拜系啲咩嘢
？And in this case study, this is what Paul's doing, right? He's giving us a case study here.The intellectual hubris of the Greeks was their idolatry, and for the Jews, it was their works righteousness. That was their idolatry.
喺呢个保罗好清楚嘅指出就话到，对于啲希腊人讲，呢个系佢哋喺佢嘅知识嘅傲慢上面，呢个就成为佢哋嘅偶像。而对于呢啲嘅犹太人嚟讲咧，就系佢哋点样去凭住自己去行善，呢一个其实就系佢哋自己要赚取得嚟呢个公义，呢个就系佢哋嘅偶像。
And of course, you can correlate that to today, right? The groups that we must proclaim to, right? On the one hand, traditional culture. What's the idolatry? Happy family.
咁其實今日都係，當我哋要同人傳福音嘅時候，我哋可以睇下喺傳統文化裏邊嘅人，佢哋所崇拜嘅係啲咩？就係、是、一個有一個開心嘅家庭。
What's the idolatry of more of a Western postmodern type person? Individuality.
而喺呢一個後現代呢個嘅社會裏邊，佢哋嘅文化係咩咧？佢哋就係話有個人主義。
Do you see what Paul does? He shows both groups.
佢俾佢哋睇见呢两种人。
They've been pursuing their greatness or their proper good is self-defeating. It's sinful.
保罗俾佢哋睇见呢两班嘅人，当佢哋咧去凭住你自己嘅力量嚟到去追寻呢一个嘅善良嘅时候，佢哋睇见佢哋点样喺当中系失败。
Yet this is no clever rhetorical strategy or intellectual exercise. It's an act of love. It's an act of care.That's what Paul's doing.
佢話喺呢度咧，唔係話因為啲人有幾叻，識啲乜嘢嘢，或者可以有啲咩嘅策略，而喺當中其實應該就係淨係出住愛同埋關心。
Let me put it another way, which might be more clear or more helpful. We are social cultural beings. You know that as a human being, you are a social cultural being.
或者更清楚講嘅就係我哋每一個人其實都係一個群體嘅我哋都有嗰個群體性。
The motivations of your heart, how are they profoundly shaped? They're shaped by your human community.
咁我哋嘅心係點咧？其實咧都係俾我哋嘅群體嚟到去塑造嘅。
That culture you were brought up in, that's been embedded into you.
而我哋成長嘅嗰個文化咧，亦都係喺我哋裏邊去深刻影響我哋。
That's why this year our theme, one of the themes for church is.Get involved in a gospel-centered small group. How else are you going to unwind those sinful entanglements?
所以咧，即系当我哋咧要我哋去参与教会里边啲小组嘅时候咧，就可以帮我哋咧点样去解开喺我哋里边缠绕我哋嘅一啲嘅罪。
If your small group leader is trained properly, he or she could help you compare, contrast the scripture's message with your foundational beliefs of your culture.
咁喺呢個小組裏邊咧，譬如組長佢哋可以引領我哋咧，就係點樣嘅嚟到去睇見我哋嘅文化對我哋嘅影響同喺聖經裏邊所講嘅係咩
？And why do you need help for that? Why can't you do it yourself?
點解我哋需要彼此嘅幫助？我哋唔可以靠自己嚟做咧
？It's in the text, Matthew 7, right? We're blind. We're blind to understanding ourselves better.
因為咧，譬如好似喺馬太福音第七章入面講到咧，有陣時我哋係盲目嘅，我哋睇唔到我哋自己可以做到啲乜。
When you're wrapped up in, let's say, traditional culture, you can't see beyond that.
因為當我睇我哋自己嘅文化裏邊嘅時候咧，譬如好似喺一個傳統嘅文化入邊嘅時候咧，我哋唔可以超越睇過咗我哋文化以外嘅嘢。
Or vice versa, if you're entangled in individualistic postmodern culture, you can't see the cultural bent of it.
咁同樣，如果我哋係被一個西方文化影響嘅時候，我哋亦都咧好多時好盲目睇唔到咧喺呢個文化裏邊嘅傲慢係乜嘢。
This is very important. If you want to be a complete human being made in the image of God，
咁如果我哋要完全去成為一個咧，好似按著神形象所做嘅人嘅時候
，How else are you going to put off unrighteousness and put on righteousness as God calls you to do？
我哋點樣可以咧嚟到去咧？脱去我哋嗰个嘅不义，而披上嗰个公义咧，好似神要我哋咁样做嘅咧。
And if done rightly, it can lead people to say this. Oh, that's why I think and feel like that.
如果咧系可以好正确咁做嘅时候咧，咁个人咧佢就可以话啊，系啦，我而家知道点解我会系咁样谂，我会咁样嘅去感觉呢啲嘅嘢。
And once that light bulb goes on, that aha moment, wow.It's liberating. It's a liberating experience in your journey that God is bringing you on.
咁如果咧你能够醒悟过嚟嘅时候，你就可以去好被释放嘅睇见哦，神原来要你走嗰条路经过嘅系点样样。
God is bringing you on a journey to be more like Christ.
神让你咧去走嗰条路，叫你咧更加似基督。
Let more spiritually mature Christians challenge your culture's story at.Points of confrontation.
咁所以咧，让一啲咧喺成熟嘅基督徒咧，能够去帮你嚟到去挑战你，系喺你嘅文化里边，你所经历嘅。
And again, we know in the context here, because we stressed it last time, do it gently, right? Gently, let them nurture you gently, spiritually, retelling your culture story.
当他们呢再去复述看回在你的文化里面对你影响的时候呢让呢他们呢 很温柔的来到 去帮你去成长。
And how do you do that? Well, you reveal the only way you're going to get the happy family is the family is Christ-centered, if Christ is at the center.
咁嘅時候，你就可以去睇見你點樣先可以有一個好快樂嘅家庭咧？就係除非你個家庭係以基督為中心。
You see, you reveal how the culture's deepest aspirations for good, because it's good to have a happy family, right? It's good to do for that, right? How do you achieve that? Through Jesus Christ.
咁你咧就去睇咧，就係喺你文化裏邊一啲好深嘅一啲嘅期待，其實原來咧只有係唯有喺基督裏邊咧先就可以係滿足到嘅。
And so just like the Apostle Paul shows us, you invite, you attract people through their cultural aspiration, calling them to come to Jesus, right? The true wisdom, the true righteousness, the true power, the true beauty.
所以咧就好似保罗咁样，你咧当你咧要去邀请别人嚟或者系吸引嚟到嘅时候咧，你咧系透过佢哋文化里边佢哋所渴求嘅系啲乜嘢，然后俾佢哋去睇见佢哋要嚟到耶稣基督嗰度嘅时候咧，佢哋先睇见真正嘅智慧、真正嘅功、真正嘅义、真正嘅能力、真正嘅美喺边度。
Do you remember at the end of the Gospel of John, John is 21 chapters.21:19, Jesus says to Peter, you know, Peter, you're going to die. You're going to die a martyr's death.
咁记唔记得咧？喺约翰福音尾嘅时候咧，咁耶稣咧同彼得讲，佢话咧你会为我嘅缘故咧嚟到去殉道。
And so Peter takes that in, starts to think about that. You know, do I really want that? Right? You're saying, oh, I'm going to die a martyr's death, right? And then what? Remember in chapter 21, what does Peter do? He points to John.What about him? You know, John walks by. Apostle, what about him?
咁彼得咧，可能咧听见耶稣咁讲，可能系谂，哦，我会为福音嘅缘故去死嘅时候，咁佢咧就睇见啦，约翰喺嗰度经过，咁佢就问耶稣，指住佢话，咁呢个又点啊
？And do you remember what Jesus' reply was to Peter?
咁耶稣点样嘅嚟到去回答彼得咧
？It's very stark. What is that to you?
咁耶稣话俾佢听，咁与你有咩关呢？系咧
And then he adds, follow me.
他说, 你跟从我。
Right? Jesus is saying what? I don't tell you, Peter, exactly what I'm doing in his life, but I'm telling you what I'm doing in your life.
耶稣告诉你听，我不会告诉你究竟我在约翰身上要做什么事，但我会告诉你我会在你的身上会做什么事。
On the one hand, Christians are to be sensitive to the proclaiming of Jesus to the world, right? Jesus saves. Jesus is Lord of the universe.
一方面，基督徒我哋要要好敏锐嘅，就系话到我哋要去传福音，话俾人嚟听耶稣基督系救主。
And we tell others because we want them to meet the person we've met that really has brought us peace and joy.
我哋点样去传福音？因为咧，我哋都想话俾人嚟知耶稣基督。让他们令到他认识耶稣基督，因为我们认识耶稣基督的时候，我们可以得着这个平安。
But just like there's so many different people and your relationships are different and the way you interact with people are different, you know, if you're from a traditional culture, you act in this way and if you're from a non-traditional culture, you act that way, right? It's different, right?
但你要知道在人的关系上面都很不同，人是很不同的，来自不同的文化的时候，他们的反应都不同。
So there's no rigid template to follow.
所以咧，冇一个咧固定嘅固定嘅版咧，我哋系要点样嘅嚟到去跟住
？Because people are different, people are complicated.
因为人都系好唔同，同埋系好复杂嘅。
And you have to be aware of that, or you'll offend them.
所以咧，你要咧去好觉悟到咧，究竟佢哋有啲咩唔同，以致咧唔好得罪人。
And that's what Jesus says you ought not to do.
所以咧，耶稣话你唔应该咁样做。
Because the gospel itself is offensive.
因为福音本身咧，人听起嚟嘅时候咧，就已经觉得咧，好似系系好似得罪咗佢哋咁样噶啦。
Everyone knows that, right? No one naturally wants to say, "Oh, I'm going to submit to God. You know, give my life to God." No one does that naturally.
因为我哋每一个人，每一个人咧，好自然嘅喺我哋里边就会话到咧，我哋会系降服喺福音嗰度。
You know what you and I do naturally and do well? I'm going to live life the way I want to.
反之，我哋好自然嘅咧，就会话啊，我要过一个我哋自己点样想要嘅生活。
That's why the gospel itself is offensive. Nobody says I want to submit to God.
所以咧，福音对好多人嚟讲咧，即系佢哋会觉得咧，系对佢哋系唔容易去接受嘅。
And so Jesus is saying, don't let your mannerisms, your quirks about you personally offend people.
所以咧，耶稣就话你唔好你所表达嘅方式咧，用你表达嘅方式咧嚟到去得罪人。
Be gentle, just as Jesus said, be gentle earlier in Matthew 7.
就要好似喺马太福音第七章嗰个耶稣所讲嘅，我哋要温和。
And as we saw last time, how do you do that? You see your faults, you see your sins as bigger than others.
点样做咧？就好似我上次睇话，你要睇，首先你要睇见你自己嘅罪，你自己嘅错系比别人系更加嘅大。
And at the same time, you're courageous for God's truth.
而同一个时间咧，亦都因为神嘅真理嘅缘故，你系要有呢个勇气。
If you're a Christian, you ought not to be afraid to tell people you're a Christian.
如果你系一个基督徒嘅时候，你唔需要惊话俾人哋听你系一个基督徒。
You know, they might not like it. They might respond with hostility.
他们可能不喜欢，可能他们会对你很大的敌意。
But what Jesus is saying in this text is that's your fault.
而在这里，耶稣他说，有时这个可能是你的错误。
Because what's the ultimate lesson of the parable of the pearl?
因为他在这里所说到那个珍珠那一个的比喻，那个终极的意思是什么？
It's probably related to the other parable of the pearl in Matthew 13.
那其实这个第二个的意思就是就是跟在马太福音第十三章里面讲到的珍珠的比喻是有关联的。
You have to see the ultimate value, the ultimate beauty of the one behind the good news.
就是你要看见就是在这个福音背后的那一位，在当中那个终极的那个价值和那个美是什么东
西。When you're convinced of the value yourself, of the message, the gospel,The one behind the gospel who makes the restoration possible. Wow! Then you'll see.
因為除非你自己很深信，就是話到喺呢個福音背後嗰、那個嗰、那個人，佢嗰、那個背後嗰、那、一個，佢點樣能夠可以將呢個嘅成就咗呢個救贖嘅時候，你睇見嗰個價值係美嘅時候，你先至會去詫異。
And that's the only way you're ever going to see your sins as greater than anyone else's sins.
唯有你睇见咁嘅时候，你先至可以睇见咧，你自己喺你自己里边嘅嗰个罪咧，系比任何人嘅罪系更加嘅大。
And that's the only way you're going to be absolutely humbled into graciousness.
而唯有系咁样嘅时候咧，你先至会咧系喺呢个恩典里边嚟谦卑落嚟。
Because you have to see the beauty, you have to see the value of this salvation plan.
因为系咁嘅时候，你先睇见呢一个救赎计划里边嗰个嘅价值，同埋喺嗰个嘅美。
And in the parable, that person sees it, right? You're now willing to sell everything to get it.
喺呢个珍珠嘅比喻里边嘅时候，你睇见呢个人当佢睇见嗰个价值嘅时候，佢去变卖一切所有嘅嘢。
As a human being, you know that. You know, isn't that true? For anything or anyone you extremely value, right? Why was there a line 3-4 blocks long to get the iPhone X? Why? Are the people just stupid to wait in a ice cold to get that?
你可以知道，如果假如有一啲嘅嘢或者有啲人咧，你會覺得咧有好大嘅價值嘅時候咧，嗰啲人係點樣嘅嚟到去要得著佢？你睇下啲人，如果佢要去買 iPhone 嘅時候，啲人排幾條街，佢哋都係咁樣排隊要去買。
Right, they saw some type of value of it to have it.
因為佢睇見喺當中，如果佢有嘅時候咧，係幾咁嘅有價值，所以佢哋就咁做。
And just like in a parable, you're convinced this gospel, this pearl, is of great, great, great.Price.
就好似呢个福音咁样，当然你睇见咧呢个珍珠系有咁大嘅价值嘅时候，你就会去深信。
And that man in the parable, Matthew 13 of the pearl, he sees the wonder of what Jesus has done, and then he stops the cost benefit analysis. He stops the calculating. What can I gain from knowing him?
就好似喺呢个比喻里边嗰个人，当佢咧睇见啊耶稣佢所做嘅嘢系。幾咁嘅大嘅時候，佢體驗嗰個價值，佢停止嘅嚟到去計算嗰個嘅代價。啊，我認識同埋跟隨耶穌，究竟我賺幾多，我又要付出幾多代價咧
？Of course, Jesus helps you now by knowing Him。
冇錯，耶穌，當我哋認識耶穌嘅時候咧，佢而家係去幫助我哋。
But that's not the basis of your trusting and obeying Him。
但我哋去信靠同埋信服耶穌基督，唔係根於基於呢啲嘅基礎。
The basis is you're overwhelmed。You're in awe and wonder of what he has done. He has rescued you. He is restoring you. He is redeeming the world.
我哋去信靠信服耶稣系因为我哋睇见喺当中诧异睇见耶稣点样嘅去拯救我哋，去挽回我哋，去救赎我哋，同埋呢个世界。
You know what the pig is doing in the parable?
喺呢个比喻里边，猪做啲咩咧
？What am I getting out of this? So what?The pearl's here. So what? Sniff, sniff. So what?
咁啊，猪见到呢个珠诶，呢个珍诶诶，呢个珍珠嘅时候，佢只不过闻一闻一闻佢，然后话咁啊点咧
？What am I going to get out of that pearl? Says the pig. Right? Is it going to fill my belly?
呢个猪睇见呢个珍珠嘅时候，佢话对我嚟讲有咩好处咧？我可唔可以食得饱咧
？If I do this or that, is God going to give me this or that?
如果我做呢啲做呢啲，系咪神就会俾啲咩我咧？
You see, the man in the parable, Matthew 13, he stopped all that because he sees the awe and wonder of God's grace.
喺马太福音十三章嗰个人，当佢睇见嗰啲珍珠系咁宝贵嘅时候，佢停止嘅嚟到喺度计算。
And that man in that parable is no longer saying, "What is God giving me?"
佢唔喺度话啊，如果咁做嘅时候，神会俾啲咩我咧
？He's saying, "How can God use me now?"
佢反之，佢会话就系而家神可以点样嘅用我咧？
And so that parable is to challenge you, right? That's why it's there. Do you have that kind of heart?
呢个嘅比喻去挑战我哋，我哋有冇咁样嘅心态咧
？Have you heard these ideas about Jesus dying for you? And you say, "Oh, that's okay."
你有冇听见就系话到耶稣为我哋去死咧？当你听见嘅时候，你会唔会净系话，哦，系啊
？You have to look at it, digest it in a way.That changes your life.
你要睇见佢，你当你睇见嘅时候，你就要去谂下佢，去消化，睇下呢一样嘢有冇改变你嘅生命。
I'm no expert in jewelry.
我唔对珠宝冇乜研究。
You know, when I look from a distance of a diamond ring, you know, it might catch my attention, but you know, I might not bother to stop and look carefully.
咁因為遠遠見到有一個鑽石戒指嘅時候，可能我望一望，但係我咧就唔會再繼續嘅去點樣嘅去研究。
But if I was an expert jeweler,
但假如我係一個嘅珠寶嘅專家嘅時候
，who has already examined and seen diamond after diamond and the beautiful reflections of the light that made spectacular by that diamond, I'm going to stop. I'm going to look carefully.
咁因為我係一個嘅珠寶嘅專家，當我睇過咧好多唔同嘅鑽石，當啲鑽石佢點樣咧將啲光反折射出嚟，睇到幾靚嘅時候咧，咁我就會咧停低嚟去研究下噶啦。
Because I've examined it already. I've seen the diamonds. It's breathtaking. I know it. I know it.For certain.
因為當我見過啲鑽石嘅時候，我去研究睇過佢哋嘅時候咧，我會見到佢哋係幾靚嘅時候咧，我會留低慢慢嘅嚟到去睇。
And so, where do you get a heart like that?
你點樣可以有咁嘅心態咧
？Where can you see the beauty of God and His gospel? Where do you get a heart like that?
你點樣可以有一個心態去睇見神嗰個嘅美善咧？
Well, that's what verses 7 and 11 through 11 are there for in the text. Jesus links.Prayer with real relationships.
嗰個答案咧就喺第七節第十一節嗰度。耶穌佢將呢個禱告同埋一個真正嘅關係，人同人嘅關係連埋一齊。
Because sometimes people do get angry. They do get angry at you, even when you tell God's truth to them humbly, carefully. They're going to get angry.
因為冇錯，有陣時就算咧，你將神嗰個真理咧，好謙卑同埋咧，好小心嘅嚟到去同佢哋講嘅時候，有啲人都會嬲你。
And they might harm you.
有啲人甚至可能會傷害你。
They might say nasty things about you.
佢可能同你講一啲好難聽嘅説話。
And sometimes you can't avoid that.
有陣時你唔可以避免得到嘅。
And Jesus knew that.
耶穌知道。
Because Jesus knew when He came to earth, we would trample on Him.
因為佢知道，當佢就算嚟到呢個世界上面嘅時候，人係會踐踏佢。
Because Jesus is the perfect pearl.
因為耶穌就係嗰個完美嘅珍珠。
He is the perfect example.
佢係嗰個完美嘅俾我哋睇見嘅例子。
He is the greatest jewel.
佢係嗰個最大嘅珠寶。
And what did we do? We trample on him. We just trample on him.
我哋嘅反應係咩咧？我哋就係踐踏佢。
That's the natural state of.Humanity,
因為呢個係人嗰個好自然嘅本性，咁樣嘅去回應。
Slide 10, please. Again, John 1:11. He came to his own. His own people did not receive him.
約翰福音一章十一節嗰度，佢話到他到自己的地方來，自己的人倒不接待他。
And Isaiah 53 and thank you. Verses 3-5. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief.As the one with whom men hide their faces, he was despised, he was esteemed, we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted, but he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed.
以賽亞書第53章第3至到5節，咁佢嗰度咁講：他被藐視，被人厭棄，多受痛苦，常經憂患。他被藐視，好像被人掩面不看的一樣，我們也不尊重他。他誠然擔當我們的憂患，背負我們的痛苦，我們卻以為他受責罰，被神擊打苦待了。哪知他為我們的罪過受害，為我們的罪孽壓傷。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
You got to wake up to that. You've got to see that beauty, that value of what he did.
我哋要醒悟过嚟，睇下耶稣为我哋所做嘅嘢系几咁嘅美，系几咁嘅有价，几咁大嘅价值。
And when you do, you'll be like that man in the parable who says, "I'm willing."To sell everything I have to get that.
如果我哋咁样做嘅时候，我哋就好似喺个比喻里边嘅嗰个人咁样，佢会变卖一切所有嘅去买嗰个地。
Lord, if you've done that for me, if you've given me that freely, I'm going to live for you.
如果我哋话神啊，如果你为我做呢一啲嘅嘢，咁我咧就会将我自己如果你俾呢一个救恩俾我嘅时候，我会为你嚟到去生活。
And that's the only thing that's going to humble you and affirm you at the same time。
当神将呢个救恩咁样俾我哋嘅时候，佢先至会叫就会令到我哋叫我哋谦卑过嚟，同埋叫我哋更加深信。
It's only seeing the beauty of the gospel, seeing the person behind the gospel, Jesus, that's going to turn you into the kind of people we need in this community.
唯有我哋睇见福音背后嗰位嘅时候，咁先会叫我哋咧回转过嚟，成为神成为嗰一类嘅人咧，就系喺呢一个福音群体里边，去用真理说诚实话。
People who speak the truth in love，
就系用爱心嚟到去说呢个诚实话。
And then you'll see the difference. You'll see the difference. It'll be so different than any culture, contemporary or traditional.
咁你就睇见咧，系啲人系几咁嘅唔同，无论佢系喺一个传统嘅文化或者系一个现代嘅文化里边。
It'll be so different that you'll see what Jesus has been saying in Sermon on the Mount. Be the light of the world.
咁你睇见佢哋系几咁嘅唔同，就好似耶稣喺呢个登山宝训里面所讲，佢哋就成为世界嘅光。
I'm out of time. Let me just touch one thing on the prayer and I'll be done. Again, because the prayer is so important. It's linked to see the value and the beauty. It's linked to these healthy relationships.
在这里我就想带多一点，就是看见祷告那个几么重要，它怎么可以将祷告去联络给我们看见和人的关系。
And the reason why the prayer is so important is because people just don't need information, they need regeneration.
为什么祷告那么重要呢？因为我们知道其实人他不是需要更多的知道什么资讯或者是知道一些东西，他需要的是更新，是从在里面有一个重生。
You can talk and talk and talk and talk, right? You can argue till your face is blue to an insane person. But if the insane person doesn't become sane, it's useless.
你可以同嗰個人咧有好多嘅拗撬，講好多講好多，講到面紅耳熱。但係如果嗰個人佢始終佢係唔醒悟過嚟嘅時候咧，都冇用。
God is the only one who can change your heart, so you've got to focus on Him.
神係唯一嘅一個，佢可以係改變人心嘅，所以我哋要注目喺神嗰度。
If you're here and you don't believe, you got to ask Him sincerely. You got to look at the pearl.You've got to pray fervently that He show you.
如果你喺我哋在座当中，你系未相信嘅时候，你应该咧就系去热切嘅嚟到去祈祷，求神俾你睇见呢个珍珠。
And if you're a believer, shame on you for not praying and making prayer a priority to pray to make you more sensitive, a better listener, a better proclaimer of the Christ.
如果我哋喺在座中，如果我哋系相信嘅话咧，我哋更加咧要去睇重呢个祷告。如果唔系嘅时候，我哋要觉得有亏欠，因为求神俾我哋喺祷告里面，我哋能够更加嘅去敏锐，知道点样嘅嚟到去传呢个福音。
Yes, prayer is a mystery。
冇错，祷告好似系一个嘅奥秘。
And it's puzzling。
可能喺当中我哋有好多嘅疑惑。
But let me close by just quoting Archbishop William Temple.Who famously said, "When I pray, coincidences happen. When I stop praying, coincidences stop happening."
但我想咧喺呢度咧，去讲其中有一个人，佢曾经讲过，佢话：当我祈祷嘅时候咧，有好多咧好似好巧合嘅事情会发生。当我停止祈祷嘅时候，好似呢啲巧合嘅事情咧就停止。
So ask, search, knock, and see what happens.
所以去。祈求去敲门去寻找，睇下会有咩事情发生。
And then as this year unfolds, you'll be pleasantly surprised. Pleasantly surprised many things.
咁嘅时候，你就会咧被好多嘅其他嘅嘢咧都叫你好诧异。
Because that's really the summation of the entire Sermon on the Mount.
因为呢个其实就系总结咗整个登山宝训里边所讲嘅。
God will never let you down.
神永远不会让你失望。
Things might be uphill. Things might be, you will be struggling, but He will never let you down.
或者你所面对的事都是很艰辛的，但是 或者你有很多的挣扎，但是神不会叫你失望的。
And as you pray to him, he will increase our relating in a better way with one another.
当你向他祈祷的时候，你会看见你和其他人的关系会更加好。
Ask, search, knock.
你去祈求、寻找、叩门。
Let's pray.
我们一起祈祷。
Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，多谢你的话语。
Thank you, Lord, for the greatest sermon in history, the Sermon on the Mount.
神啊，多谢你俾我哋睇见登山宝训呢个咁大嘅呢一个嘅讲道。
We thank you, Lord, that we just seen just a glimmer of what it says concerning our relationships.
喺呢度我哋净系睇到我哋人同人嘅关系嘅一小部分。
And so help us to see your beauty today.
神啊，让我们今天看见你的美好。
And respond to that beauty by living our lives for you.
而以我们今天所过的生活来去回应你给我们看到的。
Father, we want to thank you for our community and thank you for one another.
神啊，我们多谢你给我们有这个群体，为了彼此我们去感恩。
And so give us the love and the humility to see our sins as greater than anyone else's here.
神啊，俾我哋喺当中睇见嗰个爱同埋谦卑，让我哋睇见我哋嘅罪其实比其他人更加嘅大。
And then you'll be able to use us greatly for your kingdom.
主啊，以致你能够更大嘅嚟到去为到用我哋喺你嘅国度里边。
We pray, O Lord, that we would be committed people to small groups that will help us untangle our cultural messes.
神啊，帮助我哋，让我哋都藉着小组能够去帮我哋喺我哋嘅文化嘅缠绕我哋嘅事情上边，将我哋释放出嚟。
And to affirm those things in a culture that are pleasing to you, and to put off the things that aren't.
主啊，以致我哋能够去更加肯定喺我哋嘅文化里边，神你最喜悦嘅好嘅事情，亦都去脱去嗰啲缠绕我哋嘅。
We thank you that you've called your people to the new heavens, the new earth.
天父，多谢你去呼召你嘅子民去到呢个新天新地里边。
Where all things will be made new.
因为喺当中每一个样嘅嘢都会被更新过嚟。
We look forward to that day.
主，我哋都去渴慕嗰一日。
Working diligently for that end.
我哋为到嗰一日，我哋今天努力嘅嚟到去生活。
We ask that for Jesus' name's sake and His glory. Amen.
我哋奉耶稣基督嘅名求，阿门。